This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The North Philadelphia man who shot and killed his best friend in a van on City Avenue near St. Joseph's University, then dumped the body on the street and pretended like he didn't know him, avoids life behind bars, but still faces a long prison sentence. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert explains.
Video played at trial shows 39-year-old Tyrese Quinterly pull 39-year-old Jefferson Shackford out of the passenger side of his van while stopped in the right lane of City Avenue near Cardinal Avenue. When police arrive, he tells them Shackford fell out of the van, but then says he doesn't know the man and is just a concerned citizen. Prosecutors argued that and other actions show consciousness of guilt and support a first-degree murder conviction along with the mandatory life in prison sentence. But Quinterly's lawyer, Tom Egan, conceded it was third-degree murder, but argued because the two men had smoked so much PCP, Quinterly was unable to form an intent to kill, which is the basis for the more serious murder charge.
He has no recollection of shooting his best friend whatsoever, and he turned himself in and he didn't make any efforts to throw away the shell casings. He went back to the same neighborhood.
Quinterly was allowed to drive away as police didn't realize Shackford was shot until paramedics cut off his jacket and shirt. The shell casings were found in his van 2 days later.
Prosecutors say they'll seek the maximum sentence, which is 25 to 50 years in prison. The city is extending the deadline for small businesses to receive help recovering from the impact of the medical jet crash that killed 7 people and damaged homes and buildings in Northeast Philadelphia. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Grants of up to $20,000 are available to small businesses that suffered economic hardship in the aftermath of the jet crash on January 31st, according to Salim Wilson, the city's Deputy Commerce Director for Business Services and Capital Projects.
This grant is for small businesses facing hardships due to qualifying events such as fires, natural disasters, and of course, the plane incident.
The crash left 7 dead, 6 on the plane and 1 on the ground. Nearly 2 dozen homes were damaged or destroyed, and an 8-foot crater was left on the roadway near the Roosevelt Mall.
The businesses in the mall that had to shut down, they may not have any physical damage, but it was more loss of revenue.
Residents can also still receive assistance from the city. Those impacted are asked to call 215-586-3400. The Animal Care and Control Team of Philadelphia is offering a reward for anyone who can help police find the person who started a stable fire last month in Southwest Philly that killed 2 horses. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The Philadelphia Police Department has released a grainy video of a suspect walking out of a makeshift stable right before it went up into flames around 7:30 a.m. on February 20th off of Eastwick Avenue near Lindbergh Boulevard and 58th Street. Sarah Barnett is the executive director of ACT Philly. She says a reward is now being offered to find the person responsible.
You know, to find out it was arson and to find out that was said intentionally is just horrific. And, you know, we know that the task force is taking it really seriously. So we have a very generous anonymous board member who wanted to do whatever she could do to help bring that person, you know, forward. So she offered a reward through us of $10,000 for information leading to the conviction and arrest of this individual.
Anyone with information can contact the Philadelphia Police tip line at 215-686-TIPS. Philadelphia police are hoping the public can help identify four suspects wanted for cutting a copper wire out of the portal machine last month in the city's Love Park. Surveillance video from the early morning of February 1st shows a man cutting the wire from the portal machine at 15th and JFK Boulevard. He and three others are then seen leaving the area with the wire in a large green and yellow trash can. The portal, which is considered a piece of art, is a large web camera that connects live video from Philly to other parts of the world. Police surveillance video of the suspects can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. City officials say new housing and population growth are helping with ongoing efforts to revitalize Center City after the pandemic. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Greater Center City saw a 44% jump in housing units in 2024 and a 12.5% increase in population. That's according to the Center City District, which analyzes LNI permit data to formulate its annual housing report. Population throughout Philadelphia has been increasing since the COVID exodus, when about 50,000 residents left the city.
You're really seeing retailers setting up shop here because of who's living here.
Clint Randall is vice president of economic development with the Center City District.
It's no longer as much about how to capture the spending power of the office worker. It's more about, you know, being cognizant of the fact that the population has grown so significantly, and with that, you know, so has the spending power of downtown neighborhoods.
Right now, Zillow puts the average rental cost in Center City around $2,000 a month. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.